time now for the KMD Bear Grease Report.
This Bear Grease Report brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge up north on the Gunflint Trail and Energy Plus of Duluth. And live from the Trail Center Lodge, it's Race Director Jason Rice. Hey, Jason, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. How's everything down in toasty warm Duluth?
Oh, toasty warm Duluth, man. It's going to snow today, and I got to ask you about that. Coming up in just a moment or two, Martha Showiler made it three in a row. She won the mid-distance, we understand, and she came in just a couple of minutes before Ross Fraboni. Do we have a third place in the mid-distance yet?
You know, we do, and unfortunately, I have been frantically trying to coordinate a couple of other things, so I have missed out on all the others. I did happen to see both her and Ross come in together, and it was one headlamp coming across the lake, and then the next thing you know, another one appeared, and then a third one. The third one was Blake Frecking coming in as part of the marathon, so he's just stopping here at Trail Center for a rest for a while. His race is far from over, but it was a very, very close race. The two of them hugged afterwards, Martha and Ross Fraboni, and congratulated each other, and Ross said, you know, I was trying so hard to catch you. You did a good job staying ahead. It was just great sportsmanship. She took a third one in a row and is enjoying some breakfast right now as we speak.
Wow. I'd just like to take a moment and think about breakfast. No, wait a minute. Bear Grease Report. Well, got to ask you, coming up, there is a big change in the race, and it could really be a game changer with the race this year. And that has to do with a little tweak in the trail to go actually into Grand Portage, and it gets kind of interesting and exciting from there. Tell us about it.
Well, what makes it interesting, I think, number one, we're going to have a little bit longer, just slightly longer on the trail, since we're going to be going into Grand Portage. It's about 6 miles downhill from where we stopped last year at the checkpoint we used called Mineral Center, which is just kind of a little cabin in the woods, about 6 miles inland from the shore of Lake Superior. And that trail will add then 6 miles down into the Grand Portage Lodge and Casino. That will be the checkpoint. The difference there is that they're going to have an 8-hour mandatory layover there this year, and we figure that that's a good chance for everybody to get caught up on some rest, particularly volunteers and race staff and even some of the handlers for these teams. You know, it's one thing to be sleep deprived if you're on a dog sled, but it's really rough and potentially dangerous if you're sleep-deprived and driving a vehicle around to keep following the race. So this is a good thing for all of the volunteers. Nobody's paid doing this. But here's what it does strategy-wise. Okay, so an 8-hour rest. For the dogs, that is a really good sleep, right? As long as they lay down and get to sleep, that's a good long sleep. That means coming off of that 8-hour mandatory rest, everybody's team has, I'm not going to say a full reset, but it's a half reset button, meaning that they should look really lively coming off of an 8-hour rest and regain some speed that maybe was just starting to drop down as they, you know, pass the 150-mile point in the race. Dogs are slowing down just a little bit. Now, after this rest, they should speed back up a bit again, and it'll be really interesting to see the strategies coming down. I would look for some of the leaders to probably run after that 8-hour rest, leaving tonight from Grand Portage. I think you're going to see some people run back down, downbound, as we call it, go through the Devil Track checkpoint, not really stop and rest there, and I think at least a couple of your contending teams are probably going to keep on running about an 80-mile run all the way into Sawbill, and then they'll take a nice long, maybe a 6-hour nap at Sawbill, and then they'll probably get up, run down to Finland, and check right out of Finland immediately as well, and run all the way down to Two Harbors. So this could really change the way the strategy looks. It would turn it into like three legs home, basically, for some of those top teams.
It's going to be exciting to see how this plays out. Now, we've got 4 to 5 inches of snow in our forecast here for the Duluth Superior area. What does it look like forecast wise up there, and what could 4 to 5 inches of new snow on the trail mean for the teams?
I think the forecast is for something about the same. The question is how the little microclimates will affect it. You know, when you get up higher elevation, will it be a little worse? Or will it be lighter in the parts of the trail that kind of get closer to the lake? I definitely think that once they start running that section tomorrow, while it's still snowing, or tonight, I should say, coming off of that eight-hour rest, that eight-hour rest will be handy since they're going to probably have a little bit of snow to go through. Remember, though, 2-3 inches, even 4 inches, you know, depending on the nature of the snow, if it's just light, puffy stuff, it isn't that difficult for the dogs to really do that. So, but again, if it turns to be a little bit heavier or moderately heavier feeling snow with a little more water content in it, that makes it a little bit more of a pull for the dogs. So that could certainly make it a little more work on the front leading, you know, 2-3 teams.
It's interesting that we don't have here in Minnesota all the different words for snow that they do in Alaska. We could really use some of those words, especially when we're talking about the Bear Grease, couldn't we?
Yeah. What do they have up there? Like 50 different words to describe snow? We've got like three. It's snow, it's slush, it's powder. I don't know too many others, but
yeah,
I know that the wetter this snow would be, the more work it would be on the dogs. The puffier it is, I think we would see it be a little less challenging. And I'm watching another team, mid-distance team, out the window here, coming in across beautiful Poplar Lake right now. They're going to be rolling in all morning long.
Can you tell right now who that mid-distance musher is? No binoculars, Jason?
I don't have binoculars. I mean, I can see the red bib, and I see the judges and volunteers checking him in. It looks to me like a 1-2-1. Looks like bib number 1-2-1 has just literally arrived live on your air.
I'm pretty impressed by that. And if I can go to the appropriate thing here, I can find out who bib 1-2-1 is. That would be Jennifer Frecking.
Okay.
How, this is so exciting. Jason, we'll be talking with you again this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Happy trails.
Jason Rice, the race director of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon, will have another Bear Grease report this morning at 11 o'clock, and we'll be checking in with Jason again this afternoon at 2 o'clock right here on KUMD.
This KUMD Bear Grease report is brought to you by Bearskin Lodge, midway up the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth.